Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Drive at 5, everybody. I am just super, super excited to be here. For those of you who actually know, I've actually experienced Hurricane Irma, and I'm in Miami right now. And let me just tell you something. It was something that I had never, ever, ever experienced before. And just to be a part of this whole thing was, it was pretty kind of scary because, you know, there were a lot of individuals that were actually, you know, calling me saying, get out, get out, get out. They were all on the news saying, get out, get out, get out. And to be honest with you, at first I was really contemplating, should I just run with the masses? I was really contemplating, should I pack my bags, you know, take my father out of town with me and begin to, you know, just actually moving fast. Just moving, moving, moving super, super fast. But I'm going to get into that. We're going to go ahead and get this show started. I see that I have my protege, Tiffany, on the line. I'm super, super excited to have you on the line. But we're going to be right back right after this.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jury for this one.
Rape talk, oh, we're talking that rape talk. Safe talk, here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to court, we go plead the field.
Slang.
I know the judge, I'm a shooter for chill.
Slang.
I got the keys.
Major.
I got the keys.
So he's asking me the key.
Wow, wow, wow. So, of course, you know I had to actually bring back the music. It's like we're bringing back the whole vibe. It was so much things actually thrown off track because of this whole hurricane. And I'm sure if you guys go back to the last show that we actually did, I left a message and I said, hey, I don't know if we'll be back because I've experienced this thing before. I've been in hurricanes. I know what it's like. There's like 600,000 people who don't have power right now. 600,000 people who don't have power right now. And, you know, they don't have any, you know, electricity to make a meal. They don't have, everything is shut down and their whole life is shut down. They can't be on Instagram. Some of the callers who probably regularly called in probably won't be on the call today. And I get it. I totally, totally get it. And again, like I said, I have Tiffany on the line with me too. But that's the reason that we actually have this call. We have this call to basically tell you about an opportunity that can help you in a situation like this. For such as a time as this, ladies and gentlemen, when you can't go to work, for such as a time as this, you know, when there's a catastrophe going on and you don't know where your next dollar is going to come from, for the time as this, ladies and gentlemen, where you're making money online, you're making money online in your sleep, all right? From people that you don't even know. It's really, 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 really simple. When I first actually got involved with this business, I told one person about it. And I earned a check for $2,000. And let me tell you something. Once I got that check in my hand, it verified a lot of things to me. It let me know that that business was real. It let me know that I can do this, and it let me know that I was able to get help in building my business. See, all of those three things were main concerns when my best friend Stormy Wellington told me about, you know, this kind of industry. I thought that it was a scam. I thought that it was fake. I thought every negative thing in the world. But, that, you know, about 3 years ago, my back was against the wall. And when my back was thrown against the wall, let me tell you something, there was no money, there was no food, it was almost like I was living in a hurricane. I was really, really living in a hurricane. Now, I had the big name of me being a Billboard music writer, but let me just tell you something, what do you do when your career has turned its back on you? I'm talking about I looked up, couldn't even pay a $60 phone bill. I looked up, I couldn't even bring home food for me and my father. I would have to bring doggy plates home for both of us to share. But when I got introduced to this company, what we're going to talk about, I knew that I learned the difference. I learned the difference of basically, you know, what's the difference between having seven jobs and having seven streams of income? See, because, ladies and gentlemen, seven jobs are going to treat you just like seven jobs. Thinking that you're going to be a millionaire with a job is definitely out of the question. You know, for those of you who have actually been daydreaming like how I used to, and, you know, I wanted to be a millionaire, but I didn't understand the work and the efforts that I was going to have to put in to build that empire. Now I know what I need to do. I do what I need to do, and I'm watching it unfold. I'm watching it happen. So as today, guys, we're going to talk about, you know, three products, three amazing life-changing products that have not only changed my life, but they have changed the lives of so many others. Now, the young lady that I'm going to bring on the call, again, you know, she is actually on my team. She decided to join me to build her business. See, because let me just tell you something. In order to go somewhere you've never been, you got to do some things that you've never done. And she stepped out on faith, and she reached out to me, and she said that she wanted to do this business with me because she saw something within me that could actually take her somewhere she had never been. And let me just tell you something. The reason that we put this call together is because we want to open up your eyes. We want you to be woke when it comes down to situations as this. How would you have felt knowing that throughout this whole catastrophe you're experiencing at your house, you have this big major hurricane the size of Texas coming to your city? And when I tell you, it was a crazy kind of feeling because the hurricane didn't just come and go. There was the beginning of the hurricane, there was the middle of the hurricane, and then there was the end of the hurricane. And when I tell you, a lot of places are shut down, closed right now. A lot of businesses aren't making any money right now because of the catastrophe. But what if they have started a business like what we have here with TLC? What if they had five ways that they could be getting paid by online, by just promoting their business online, and people from Africa, people from, you know, England, people from Ireland, people from all around the world have found your business. They found your business, and then now they're doing business with you in one way or another. They're doing business by being a customer with you, purchasing products, purchasing amazing products that have actually changed lives. I'm talking about, when I say lives, like my own. I lost 36 pounds with one of these products that we're going to talk about. You know, and I get more energy from one of these other products that we're going to talk about. I get I get all of the nutrients and fruits and vegetables and greens and all of that stuff from one of these amazing products that we're going to talk about. And let me just say this. It made me feel good to know that I was going through the storm, but there was never a storm there. And what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, I felt so secure. I was in my faith. I was in my word. I was so secure because I had my products. I knew that if I got depressed, I can reach over and grab my NRG. I knew that if I got low on food, I was able to get my NutriBurst. It was going to give me, you know, the equivalence of 10 salads with one capful. And then I was also able to know that I was able to get all of the protein that I needed with another one of the products that we're talking about. That one capful was, you know, one of the capsules, ladies and gentlemen, is equivalent to 10 steaks. With all that being said, I knew that I was covered. I knew that I was covered. So I want to bring on Tiffany Robinson to the call, and let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's a young lady that, you know, she started out a little bumpy. She started out a little bumpy with this because it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. And she's been learning. She's been learning how to build a business from home, and you know what she says? She says, I'm no quitter. She said, I worked with corporate America for so long, and I helped them earn so much money. I helped them to earn so much money. So why can't I now put that same energy that I used to put into corporate America and build my own business? I mean, she told me that she was like the top recruiter in one of her other businesses, or the top sales. I'm sorry, I don't know. Maybe, they, you know, she was the top or whatever it was. But ladies and gentlemen, she probably earned a company over maybe $1 million. But guess what? How much money did the company give her back in return for, you know, those efforts that she put in? See, now over here with TLC, that's what we do. We allow you to get paid off of all of your efforts. And we get paid five different ways. Five different ways. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about, you know, not before we just talk about money or anything like that. I just want to say, you know what? I want to talk about being healthy first. How many of you actually on the call right now could actually be honest and say that maybe you really want to be healthy? There's something about your health that you want to fix. Maybe you want to lose some weight. Maybe you want to gain some weight. Maybe you want to get, you know, a tighter body. Maybe just think about it. If you could actually say to yourself that you could become one of the a product of one of these products, I can guarantee you that the products work. Now, that I can do. But will you work it? That's totally up to you. And how many of you on this call actually would like to earn an extra $500 to $1,000 a week? Just think about it. You're still doing what you regularly do, but now you have an option to where you can add to your finances. You can now start to earn between an extra $500 to $5,000 a week, depending on you. Would you be interested? And to being healthy, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, you can turn that whole story into earning a whole lot of money. So right now I want to go ahead and I want to bring on my co-host, Tiffany Robinson. Have you made it to the call?
Yes, Coach, I have made it to the call. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Tiffany, you know, it's amazing to be able to hear your voice because, of course, you know, we were sitting back and a lot of people knew that this hurricane was coming. You got the taste of it. You guys knew what I was going through. You guys were saying that maybe I should get out, and some other people were DMing me, texting me, and sending me all kind of emails saying, you know what, get out. If you're there, get out. What was your whole feeling knowing that this hurricane was actually so huge and it was about to come? What was your fear of, you know, what did you know about your business had everything else been shut down? Tell the world first, you know, tell them a little bit about you, your history, and then just go straight directly into, you know, about this storm and how you feel and what you experienced.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Reggie, for once again the opportunity to be able to share on the Drive at Five. And just like you mentioned, corporate America, 12 years in corporate America. First off, I'm Tiffany Robinson with Total Life Changes. And I've been with the company probably going on a little over 2 years. And like Coach Reggie said, you know, kind of off to a rocky start. You know, jumped in needing to lose some weight. And that is pretty much what I did to start. You know, jumped in, dropped 18 pounds in 2 weeks on the IASOT, which is one of our flagship products. And that's basically what I seen it for the first time going around. But as you mentioned, Coach Reggie, I was in a corporate space, you know, comfortable, you know, got extremely comfortable, making right at about six figures, you know, building large teams and helping just turn people's mindset around about their job and why they felt like it was just at a dead end. That was Tiffany. I was good at that. Any task, any troubled team or troubled people they sent me my way, you know, I was good at, you know, getting those people on board and helping those people to self-reflect, you know, and understand their worth, you know, with the company. Well, and long story short, the company, they shut down, offered, you know, whatever severance packages that, you know, was available, and told us if we wanted to keep the job, we had to move out of state. Well, you get comfortable. You know, you get comfortable, and you get comfortable with the lifestyle that you provided with your family. But, and that was just that. You know, in corporate, I was not going to go no further, no higher than where I was. I was a sales manager of the 12 years I was with the company. I was a sales manager for 10 years. 10 years I was a sales manager with the company. Applied for different positions because, again, I was the person that knew how to handle difficult tasks, that could think strategic and just all those different situations. But corporate didn't understand my worth. And I guess I didn't understand, you know, for a while, too, because I was so comfortable getting that check every 2 weeks, knowing exactly how much, you know, that check was going to be. But also, too, you know, coming from a family of entrepreneurs, just always knowing, Tiffany, you need a second stream of income. I understand you guys. I was a single parent, brand new to this, you know, single parent, baby mama, baby daddy, you know, type deal. But I knew that I needed something extra. And I knew I had, as I like to say, a certain set of skills, you know. But the block for me was transitioning those skills to my business, my business. No matter how much I went and how many late hours I stayed in corporate, they were only going to pay me at just the top manager pay. I was only going to get so far in that company. Maybe by the color of my skin or maybe the way I sound, not as cute and articulate as some other people. But I was only going to get so far. So, again, going back to they shut the company down. And in addition to that, I started having health issues. Came down with stage 3 thyroid cancer. So I went back to this product, you know, again, that helped me lose the weight. I knew the product worked because I lost 18 pounds in 2 weeks. Now it was for me to understand, to transfer those special set of skills that I had to making this a business and running this business like how Stormy and Pam and Nate and how others did, because my story was similar to theirs. Not exactly, but similar, okay? So that's where I, you know, got back in contact with Coach Reggie and say, I need the mentorship. I'm ready now to do this. I see those extra $500, those extra $1,000 a week. So what made it easy for me to run this business, I could remember Coach Reggie, and you probably don't remember, but I remember you always saying, Tiffany, 90 days. If you give this business, Tiffany, 90 days, 90 days came along, the 30-33 challenge. And I said, you know what, I do need to get my health back right, okay? And, yes, I survived the stage 3 thyroid cancer, but understand when you don't have a thyroid, you get fatigued, you get tired, you get depressed because your thyroid is major. So I knew these products, if Coach Stormy could transform her mind to be the best that she was, and she was not bad looking, looked very good. The same with Coach Reggie and a few others. But their mind shifted, and that's what I caught, the mind shifting. I knew I needed to shift my mind for this business to work because I already knew the products would work. So then there came the 30-33 challenge. I said, I'll take this NutriBurst, you know, very good product. I'll take this ISOT and I'll take this NRG because at this point in time, I need this business to work for me. And that's what I found myself doing. I started transforming my mind, working out 30 minutes a day, you know, taking whoever long would come. But I wasn't really waiting for nobody because I knew what I had made up in my mind that I was going to do in the 90 days that I kept hearing Coach Reggie say long way before the 30 days. You know, sometimes when you're in a place where you got to, you know, strategic, and find that way, you know, embrace the process. You have to change your mindset. And guess what? Through changing my mindset, I was able to drop off the extra 10 to 15 pounds, balance out the blood pressure. That was a storm for me at that time. So when I knew and seeing everything on the news, you know, starting with Thursday, you know, good close friends of mine was like, Tiffany, man, we need to get up out of here. Man, they talking about this whole thing going to hit the whole state of Florida. But I'm saying, well, I just survived, you know what I'm saying, stage 3 thyroid cancer. I just survived, you know, not being in that corporate spot, making that kind of money anymore. I just survived that. I survived the storm last year. I know I'm going to survive this storm. It made me go back to, excuse me, you guys. It made me go back to a place. And that's the beautiful thing about the God that we serve. He always takes you back to when you were at your lowest. You know, people see, oh, Tiffany had this, and Tiffany drove these type of cars, and Tiffany got this type of support. But sometimes people don't understand the storm that you're in. And I'm so thankful because he took me back to when I had survived some of the roughest storms, things that I had never shared with anybody, but he took me back to when I survived those storms. And I said, you know what, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And, you know, I'm saying this too shall pass. And last night, you know, my mom, she came downstairs and she was like, Tiffany, we need to pray. And I said, yeah, I agree. We need to pray. And still hearing the reports about how the storm is going this way and how it's going that way and seeing different friends and different loved ones that I figure that are spiritually grounded, you know, they leave it and they're leaving it. And I'm saying, we're not going anywhere. We're finna get down here and we're finna pray. When I tell you guys, when I tell you guys, oh, man, the prayer that went forth, and I just thank God for his presence, the prayer that went forth, you know, even down to the kids, my son, you know, just to hear him pray like how he prayed, I said, God, this storm is finna pass. I know this storm is finna pass. So, you know, in the midst of that, it taught me, do not waver. Do not waver, because when he put opportunities before you and those opportunities continue to sit before you and they don't go anywhere, but they stay solid even in the midst of some of those rough storms, that's why I say, you know what, this opportunity is mine. I don't care if it's one life that I changed in this 30-33 challenge. This opportunity is mine, and I know this opportunity is for me. So I encourage you guys, I challenge the people that's in the airways today, if you need a push, if you need a push, join this challenge. Join this challenge in the midst of your storm, because guess what? I joined in the midst of my storm, and when I tell you, it has changed my faith. It changed my faith. Well, I didn't go anywhere, Reggie. We didn't go anywhere. We stayed right here. We stayed right here. And even down to this morning, still tested in the storm, guess what? We stayed right here. We got power. Power came back just in time so I could get on this call, not knowing I was going to be on this call. But power came back just to this storm. So I thank you so much for allowing me to share Coach Reggie once again. And you guys, y'all,
That was very, 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 very powerful. And, Tiffany, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for believing in me to take you somewhere that you've never been. She's right. I mean, the same thing happened with me, the same exact thing. I was in my point to where it was like, what am I going to do right now? Am I going to run or am I going to be still? And I just had a moment with myself. And when I had that moment with myself, it was everything coming at me. Everything coming at me. It was like people were calling and sending texts, get out, get out. Get out, get out. It was like a scary movie almost, because you know that something is big about to happen. Right. And I said I can't run. I said, because it don't make sense to me. It's not making sense. It just sounds like I'm about to go spend a whole bunch of money because I'm afraid. Because I'm afraid, and the energy that I grabbed into this, it was so deep, it was like I was pulled from somewhere to another place, and I said no, my faith is a little bit stronger than that. And then when you turn on your computer and you turn on your internet, you look at your Instagram, you seeing so many people running, for so many different reasons. It's like, some people was running because they got to run their business. Some people was running because they're afraid. Some people was running because everybody else was running. It was crazy. And you know what I did? I'll be honest with you. Maybe I played the game a little dirty. I called all my old school friends. Like the real, 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 real OGs. And you know what they did? You know what they told me? One said, I'm in the bed. And their house is so little. Their house is so little. And the storm was coming right there in their area. And their house is old. Real old. So I'm sitting and I'm saying, well, God, dog. I say, all right. So I call another friend. I say, hey, so what you doing? Nothing. Ready for it to be over with. I was like, okay. Called another old friend. Hey there. Because, you know, at the same time, I'm tripping because it's like, if this was really the end, you are watching what people would be doing.
Yeah.
So if they reached out to you, they care about you. If they didn't reach out to you when you was in the middle of this, I started to look at things a little different. So when I was looking at these things a little different, I was saying, you know what, all right, let me reach out to my friends and let me talk to them too. But at the same time, I'm asking what you're doing. And the last one that I called, I say, what you doing? They say nothing. I said, you know what, I ain't doing nothing either. I'm finna save my money. I'm finna relax. And I did just that. But wait a minute. Let me tell you how things could really, really, really go crazy. And I want you to understand this because, see, it's very, very, very who you take. It's important who you got to know who you're taking advice from. You got to know who you're talking to. You got to know who's talking into your spirit. Because let me tell you something. I called in the midst of the storm, right before it hit Key West. I was on the phone talking to somebody. And I was talking to them. And I said, hey, you know, this is really crazy right here. We sitting on the phone. We watching the news. Because we know, right, once it goes from Key West, it's us. So we said, I'm on the phone, and at this time, I'm like, okay, so we watching it. So I'm talking, and they saying, well, I live up really high, so they just started talking negative. And let me tell you, I watched this happen in the midst of my eyes. And I bet if you go back and rewind the tapes, you can see that I'm not making this up. We sat on that phone, and what this person was saying, I said, I got to get off the phone with you. Because while we was on that phone and that person was talking, that person was so negative and didn't know it. The hurricane stopped and paused. The hurricane stopped and paused for a very, 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 very long time before it went inside. And when they did that, let me tell you something, I sat back and I said, I'm losing faith because now I'm acting like I don't know where this hurricane going, and I know where this hurricane going. It ain't coming here. It ain't coming here. And I was about to allow something to come into my spirit that could have probably changed everything. But I lift my head up. And I said, you know what? I don't believe you. And I got up and I walked. I got off that phone and I went in the side of my room and I started packing my things. I said, you know what? Let me just pack my little things just in case I got to, you know, have my, you know, things that you want to have inside for emergency. Your social security card, your ID, all of that, the necessary stuff that you're going to need. So make a long story short, I said, no, I'm still overreacting. The hurricane ain't coming right now. And that hurricane swooped. It swooped. I'm talking about that hurricane. When that hurricane reached from all the way to Key West, and if you ever drove to Key West from where I live, you already know that's a long way. I'm talking about it was like a helicopter that kept swooping, that kept swooping until it started getting harder and harder and harder. And mind you, let me tell you something. I really want y'all to understand this. With all of the faith that I had, I didn't realize how big that hurricane was. Mm-hmm. See, because on the pictures that I was seeing, those little pictures were small. So I'm going by the pictures. Man, if I tell y'all how big that hurricane was, I looked at that map. And where they told me that hurricane was, and see, I know the area. First of all, Stormy lives in the Everglades. And for those of y'all who are on this call, and I just want y'all to know, we're going to be a call like this every day, Monday through Friday. And if you want to hear more, you're going to have to tune in again tomorrow at 5 because we're getting short for time and they don't let us go over. But we're going to finish this story tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in with The Drive at 5. We do truly, truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you as we start our new careers, our new day, our new time. Welcome. We'll see you again tomorrow on The Drive at 5.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I'm going to have to put on my jewelry.